Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost, everybody, the podcast that gives you the insights you need to lead your school community with clarity and purpose. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about how to conduct an honest, illuminating deep dive into your school's current reality. We will be focusing on a powerful and straightforward tool, the SWOT analysis. This exercise helps us systematically identify our school's internal strengths and weaknesses, as well as the external opportunities and threats that are influencing our environment. It's the essential first step in crafting a strategic plan that is both realistic and ambitious.
We're Brandy and Cameron Wendt, married school administrators, parents of two, and hosts of the Wendt Way Principal Talks.
Every week, we share the real-life side of school leadership. Honest conversations, lessons learned, and a few laughs along the way.
We talk with principals, superintendents, and education leaders about what's working in schools, what's challenging, and how to keep leading with heart.
So, if you're an educator or school leader looking for insight and inspiration, subscribe to The Wendt Way Principal Talks wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's the Wendt Way.
A SWOT analysis is a strategic planning tool that gives us a comprehensive snapshot of our school's position. It's divided into four quadrants, helping us categorize factors that affect our mission and vision. The real power in this analysis lies in its ability to bring a diverse group of stakeholders to the table for a collective, honest reflection. Now, to begin, we'll need to pinpoint our school's strengths, which are the things we do exceptionally well, and this is internal. This could be a highly effective special education team. Maybe you have a positive, supportive relationship with your community or a strong and stable staff. These are the foundational assets, and we should be looking for ways to build upon them. The flip side of that coin is identifying our weaknesses, also internal, the areas that need improvement within our control. This might include a lack of communication between departments. Maybe we have outdated curriculum on a specific subject or inconsistent implementation of a key initiative. Identifying these isn't about placing blame. It's about pinpointing areas where intentional action can lead to growth. Beyond our internal factors, it's also crucial to look at the external ones. These include opportunities, which are favorable external factors that we can leverage. Maybe this is a new grant program, a local university partnership, or a growing community interest in a specific education model. All of these are chances to expand our school's impact. Finally, we need to consider any potential threats, also external. These are challenges that could negatively impact our school. This might be a decrease in state funding, competition from a new local charter school, or maybe changing demographics that are just going to require some new resources. Understanding these helps us proactively plan and prepare for potential setbacks. Just consider the story of a school that's trying to revitalize its arts program. The leadership team starts with a SWOT analysis. They discover some key things. A major strength was a passionate, creative art teacher. An identified weakness maybe was the lack of funding for new supplies. They saw an opportunity in a local community arts foundation that offers grants, and a potential threat was a competing school district that has a very well-funded and popular arts program. Once they lay this all out, they realized their path forward wasn't just to ask for money, but instead to create a specific targeted grant proposal with their art teacher, highlighting their current strengths and how they could use the grant to address their weaknesses and stay competitive. This analysis gives them a clear and actionable strategy to move forward. The SWOT analysis is more than just a list. It's a conversation starter. It's a tool for you and your team to gain a shared, unfiltered understanding of your current situation so you can move forward with a unified vision. By taking the time to honestly assess what's happening both inside and outside your school walls, you're not just identifying problems, you're uncovering the powerful leverage points for positive change. Use this as a starting point this week to build a more strategic and resilient school. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll be back again tomorrow as we talk with you on some more tips and tricks to try to help you lead your school. But again, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.